and it's KVC Arts Now on KVCR, Arts and Entertainment, as well as the people and places providing it. I'm David Fleming. One of the biggest sources of entertainment for many, including myself, is disappearing into the world of a good book. Now, beyond the worlds provided by Kindle and the internet, one of the best sources for books is, of course, the public library. Now, more and more libraries have been providing more and more programs, not only for children, but for adults as well. And with September being National Literacy Month, we'll hear about the Adult Literacy Program at the A.K. Smiley Public Library in Redlands in conversation with Diane Shimoda, Adult Literacy Coordinator at the A.K. Smiley Public Library, who, before working at the library, it was amongst her first stops anywhere in Redlands.
I moved to the Redlands area in 1995, and the first thing I did was come to Smiley Library and get a library card. So I've been coming to this library since then. My children were born in 1999 and 2001, and when they were little, we were at the library every other week, checking out books, enjoying the air conditioning. They had educational games on computers for kids, and it was just a great place to be. In 2011, I saw an opportunity to become an adult literacy tutor. So I started tutoring for the adult literacy program in 2011. Eventually, I ended up teaching their computer classes as well, because adult learners who are struggling with literacy, many of them also struggle with using technology. So we were teaching how to click a mouse and how to search the internet and how to set up your email address. And then in 2015-16, the State Library provided funding for an adult literacy coordinator. I applied for that, and I started working as the adult literacy coordinator in January of 2016.
Okay, nice. You were hired as the adult literacy coordinator. Was the program already in place when you were hired on for it, or was this all coming together at the same time?
Oh, it's initially a long trajectory. Smiley Library had an adult literacy program that was funded by the state of California in the early 2000s. And that program ran for several years and was discontinued when they had trouble finding a local match in about 2008-ish. Two of the tutors who were part of the program in those early years, Catherine Gifford and Trudy Waldron, got together with friends of the library, and the president at that time was Ted Parsons. And the three of them had a vision for restoring the literacy program to the library. And so they worked and were able to, with friends of the library support, and with support from our community, to restore the program with volunteer coordinators in 2010.
Has it been continuing since 2010?
It has continued since 2010. And the exciting part is the city started providing funding in 2015. And then once that happened, we had our local match. And so the state restored it to a state library program in 2016. And so we are part of 105 libraries in the state of California that are funded through California Library Literacy Services. And that allows us to provide reading and writing support to adults in the state of California for free.
And you mentioned that there are programs. We're talking about the A.K. Smiley Public Library, but there are programs like this elsewhere right here in the Inland Empire.
Yes, in the Inland Empire and throughout the state of California. There are California Library Literacy Services Adult Literacy Program. I encourage everyone who's listening here to go to your local library and ask about adult literacy.
Way cool, way cool. Something that I'm just seeing here, a contest known as the Writer to Writer Challenge.
Oh yes, I'm very excited about the Writer to Writer Challenge. What that is, it's a goal bonanza. All literacy programs are learner driven, and that means that the adult learners come to the program to work on their reading and writing, and they have a goal to read a book, a goal to write a letter, a goal to do better at work or to get a new job. Sometimes their goal is to help their children with school. The Writer to Writer Challenge focuses on selecting a book, reading a book, and then writing a letter to the author, explaining to the author what the impact of that book is or has been on their life. We are right now celebrating the 40th anniversary of California Library Literacy Services. Ooh. And as part of the 40-year celebration, CLLS took the Writer to Writer Challenge statewide. 171 adult learners wrote letters to authors of books that they read last year. And of those 171, 20 came from AK Smiley Public Library.
Oh, wow.
So I'm really proud of our adult learners and their tutors for doing that. And we had 5 runners-up in the program. So there are 4 categories and 5 awards in each. And Smiley Library had 5 of the award winners as well.
What are those different categories?
There is an emergent category for people who can't write on their own, and so they dictate their letter to their tutor. And then there's beginning, intermediate, and advanced based on the level of writing that they're able to do independently.
I would love to hear about some of the changes, if you will, a growth maybe, in what the program was like when you first came on board versus what it has become today, and whether it's your implementation or things that you've just witnessed. It doesn't matter, because what really matters here is the growth of this wonderful opportunity for so many people.
Well, I could never do anything alone. So the reason that the literacy program exists is because we have support from our community. We have over 400 donors who pledge money, much the same as they do here for KVCR. We have the City of Redlands that supports my salary and my assistant salary. The State of California provides annual funding. The State of California has provided funding for a family literacy program, and I can talk about that in a little bit.
Yes.
And because we have this rich source of support behind us now, we are able to expand the program. Maybe there were 30 or 40 adult learners in the program when I started, but pre-pandemic, we went up to 110.
Mm.
During the pandemic, we were one of the few programs that transitioned, you know, as well as you can transition to online learning. And we dropped from the 100 to 60 something. Mm. Across the state, it was more like to 25%. So we did really, really well because Kim Green, who is our computer instructor now, she taught our tutors how to use Zoom or FaceTime, and we worked to build confidence with those online tools. So we made it through the pandemic with perseverance and the resilience of our adult learners. And we've been climbing back ever since. And this year, I'm just putting together my numbers for my state report, and I am happy to say we are back to 101 adult learners.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Were you able to see these numbers slowly climb and climb, or was it just, oh my gosh, we're at 60, and then just as of maybe the last week or so, you've been, it's 100 again, it's 101.
No, it was a group effort. We slowly built back to where we were, and that bottoming out was like 21, 22, I think, and now it's 20, 23, 24 is where we're back to normal. But in addition to the adult literacy program, you asked what else we do. When I came, we were doing one-on-one tutoring, one tutor to one learner, and there were a couple of school sites that were very popular. So we used to meet at Lugonia Elementary School, and we had another group meet at Clement Middle School. And eventually we had a small group meet over at the Redlands Community Center. So we branched out from one-on-one tutoring to small groups. Then we started providing book clubs for adult learners. And what happens in the book club is the tutor and learner will meet together for the first hour, and then they all come together in a small group and have a read aloud book.
So if it's a number of people, then this tutor will meet with person A for an hour, and then another time person B, etc. And then eventually it'll become this group. It'll be the tutor and these, oh, I don't know, is it 5 or 6? Or are we talking about 12 or 15 here?
Well, when we were at Clement, we had 10 tutor-learner teams, and they would meet independently in a large room at the school for an hour, and then they would all gather in the front of the room, and Trudy Waldron would read a book to them.
Oh, cool.
And so they learned vocabulary. They were able to hear a good reader read with proper cadence and fluency and pronunciation. And that helps enhance the whole reading experience. So the book clubs are set up. Then we have something called the Adult Learner Leadership Institute, which is a program provided by the State of California. And that trains adult learners who want to become leaders. They learn about self-esteem and public speaking and all that goes into leading programs. And two of our adult learner leaders in 2019 started an independent book club where they are the facilitators. The adult learners who participate help select the books, and they read their books independently. And our first meeting was March 9th, 2020. That was in person. And I don't know if you remember, but that Friday is when everything shut down. So they had one in-person meeting with cookies and the whole thing, and they've been on Zoom ever since.
Oh, gosh.
But they read a book independently, and then they come together on Zoom and discuss it. We just had a meeting last Friday where we discussed a book called Who Was Frida Kahlo? Oh. And we learned all about her art and were able to pull up some of her images online. So I'm really proud of those two, Tanya Haudigi and Martha Romo, for starting this book club and for leading it for all these years. And some of the learners reported that some of the books that were selected in that learner-led book club are the first books they've ever read on their own.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a real badge of honor. In addition to the book clubs and the learner leadership, we have some computer literacy classes. And Kim Green is our computer literacy instructor. And we started out, back before I had this job, just teaching people how to turn on a computer, mm-hmm. how to click a mouse, the difference between single click and double click, how to set up an email, and how to remember your darn password. That class has developed as people's skills increased over time, and now Kim has integrated literacy with digital literacy. And so now they work together and they write stories or poems, and they'll take pictures on their phone and use that to illustrate the stories. They'll put together PowerPoint slides or Word documents, and then at the end of the class make a presentation to everyone so that they're also doing a little bit of public speaking.
Oh, totally cool.
It's really, really nice. And I'll tell you, getting through the pandemic, knowing how to search the internet really made a difference in a lot of people's lives.
So just how do you remember your password? I'm sure you're telling everybody use the same password for your financial information and your birthday and social security number. Those are good ones to use, right? Yes?
I'm terrible at this. I swear, I am the queen of password reset.
Okay. It's something you did mention that in addition to the adult literacy program, we have the family literacy program. And so if you could differentiate between these programs.
Well, I'll start back at the beginning again.
Please, yes.
In our community, 1 in 5 adults lacks basic literacy skills.
1 in 5?
1 in 5. Oh. That means that they may have a hard time reading books for pleasure or for their own information. They might have a hard time reading to their children and helping them with their homework. And there might be reading and writing challenges at work. Sometimes people have a hard time reading a menu or reading labels on items in a grocery store. And definitely they have trouble reading directives from the doctors. So one of the things that the state library did in response to the fact that so many people, over 20,000 people, are in literacy programs before the pandemic, one of the major goals that parents or grandparents or guardians had was reading a book to their child or helping their child with their homework. And the state library recognized that this is important for families, for intergenerational learning, and for children who are growing up with parents who may not be as literate as they would like. And so in 2019, they provided funding, in addition to adult literacy, for family literacy programs. And that's when we started our family literacy program. We hired a woman named Renee Kennedy, who had experience working with parents and children. And her partner is Joan Prihoda, who works with the adults who are part of the family literacy program. And our family literacy program meets once a month at the library to help parents learn strategies for helping their children with school. And together, Joan and Renee and Melanie Chong, who is another part of the team, and Barbara Vester, who's a volunteer who supports us, all work together to build community and to build a love of reading with these families.
I'm David Fleming in conversation with Diane Shimoda, Adult Literacy Coordinator at the A.K. Smiley Public Library in Redlands. September is National Literacy Month, and we'll hear about an event coming up soon as a result of and to celebrate and support literacy. First, though, talking about some strategies for teaching someone to read, some things we may not think of and some things we may do anyway, and how it helps.
When you're starting to read a book to a child, you don't want to just open the book and start reading. What you want to do is prime the pump and generate interest in the book. So you look at the front cover and talk about it. You flip it over and look at the back cover and talk about it. You open it up and look at some of the pictures, because I'm probably talking about picture books here, and you talk about it. You ask the person if there's any relevance, like, what does this look like to you? What is this like in your life? Once you do that, you're kind of generating interest in the book before you even start reading it. Then you begin reading the book with the child. And as you read along, you pause and ask questions and make sure that there's comprehension and talk about the pictures as you go along instead of just reading a book cover to cover.
Oh, wow.
That's one of the things that we encourage with adult learners as well. If I give an adult learner a book, we'll look at the cover, front and back. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about the title. We'll say, well, what does that title mean to you? And maybe spend a couple minutes just hearing from that person what that means to them. We'll read the little blurbs on the back or in the front cover and maybe read a little bit about the author. And then talk about, do I want to read this book? Yes or no? Is it of interest to me? Yes or no? And then you start the reading.
You mentioned Frida Kahlo earlier. And, oh my gosh, I mean, I'm thinking literacy programs and helping people learn to read. And I don't know that I would have gone right to Frida Kahlo. I may have, would have started with Curious George. So, I mean, are we really talking about just diving into the deep end there? Or do people start off at a more basic level? This is the man in the yellow hat. He's a colonialist. He took George from his home. Okay, that's not how those books go, but...
I understand. We are an adult literacy program.
Okay.
And so we have a whole collection of adult literacy books. These are high-low, so it's high interest to adults at lower reading levels.
Mm.
So there are shorter sentences, the vocabulary isn't as challenging, and there's a range of books. We start with wordless picture books with adult themes. And so a tutor can read a wordless book with the adult learner and let the learner write the story. Mm-hmm. And then they are increasingly more difficult. So as the learner grows in their reading skill, they are able to read more and more. And hopefully we find something for everybody who's in the program to read that they enjoy.
This reading a picture book, I almost want to invent a program where we have people looking at picture books and writing the story that goes with it. Is this by chance something that's ongoing? Or are you going to go in and start it right away now?
Well, I'll tell you a little story.
Please.
We have our anthology of writings coming out.
Cool.
We'll be celebrating our authors on September 29th at the Contemporary Club right near the library. And one of the things that Renee Kennedy did as part of the family literacy program was she had the families read a book called Chalk. And Chalk is one of those wordless picture books.
Mm-hmm.
And the family literacy chapter is created by each family who came that day, and they tell a story about their chalk drawings. So, yes, we are using wordless picture books to encourage reading and writing.
How totally cool. And not only encourage reading and writing, but to encourage the conceptual process of it all. This is
precisely
way cool.
The other thing that's fabulous,
yes,
is there's a wide selection of graphic novels in the literacy program and at Smiley Library. And for people who have low literacy skills, there's fewer words and a lot of pictures. A picture tells 1,000 words. And it helps fill in the gaps, and it helps people who are struggling with reading to read a story from beginning to end on their own.
Now, at one point, I don't know, in my life anyway, some of the earliest graphic novels I remember were things by Frank Miller. We're talking about, like, the darker side of Wolverine and stuff like that, early to mid-80s here, I think. But now, graphic novels, we have Mouse, for example, M-A-U-S. I encourage them to look that one up, part one and part two.
I was going to say one and two.
Yep, that's right. There's such a wide array of types of graphic novels. It's no longer just for the superheroes, the Dark Knight Returns yet again kind of thing. What do we have for people looking at this? Do you happen to know some of the graphic novels that are used or that are available?
Well, one of the ones that was really popular in our small book club, the Learner-Led Book Club, was a story called White Bird. And I believe that was a bestseller as well. And that's a story about World War II. We have another one that I just adore. It's called Borders, and it's about a woman. She was a Native American in a reservation that spans the border of Canada and the United States. So is she a U.S. citizen? Is she a Canadian citizen? Mm-hmm. How does she cross a border? And so that was really interesting about how she managed to make her way across the border to see her daughter in school. A lot of books have been rewritten as graphic novels. Mm. And so some very popular books are available in graphic novel form. Animal Farm, 1984.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's a great way to be introduced to literature.
You talked about an anthology earlier. And let's talk about that, what it is and how it started and even where it's going from here.
Our Story is a Collection of Writing. I'm really excited about this. Catherine Gifford, one of our tutors, had this brainstorm, let's do an anthology of adult learner writing. And so we had a tutor meeting and we asked how many people think their learners would write for an anthology. One hand went up and that was Catherine's. So we decided we need to do something to encourage writing to support both tutors and learners in the process. So we christened 2018 the Year of the Writer. We brought in an expert. His name was Jerry Edwards. He'd been doing adult literacy programs for 3 decades. And he came in and he taught us strategies and provided all kinds of different tools that tutors could use to help their learners write. And we published our first anthology in 2018. And I'm happy to share that we are in the process of publishing Volume 7 right now. It will be available in September, and we'll be celebrating our authors on September 29th.
How can people get involved? How do people get hooked up with this type of service?
Well, there's 2 routes, one for adult learners and one for tutors. So if you want help with your reading and writing, then go to your local library. AK Smiley has a literacy program if you're near us, but other libraries in this community also have adult literacy programs. And ask for help. You have to come to the library and ask, and that is an act of bravery. And we respect you for asking for help. So come to the library and ask. If you come to Smiley Library, I'll make an appointment with the adult learner. We'll go through an application process, and then I will do my best to match them with a trained tutor. And they work together once a week for an hour and a half, and we ask for a minimum 6-month commitment. They also have to have a reading and or a writing goal. It's a learner-driven program, and so it's up to the learner to tell me what and why they need to improve their literacy. We've talked about several different types of reasons that people come, helping their kids, furthering their own education, but we had an influx a few years ago of people who worked for the school district as custodians, because for 2 decades, they'd been able to do their jobs without using reading and writing skills. And then things changed. In order to get a promotion, they have to do an online skills test. In order to communicate with their supervisors, they need to have email, read an email, understand what it said, and reply to it. That's a big thing. So they come in with whatever it is that has finally made them realize, I need to improve my reading and writing to have a better life or to do better at my job or to help my children with school. On the other hand, we are so fortunate to have 100 volunteers who are part of the Redlands Adult Literacy Program. Without our volunteers, the program would not be possible, and I am grateful for what they do every day.
Beautiful. For more information, email, phone, beyond going in person, what are the best ways to get in contact?
Well, the email address is literacy@aksplorg. You can go to the website. It's www.aksplorg/literacy and scroll down to new tutors or new learners. You can call 909-798-7565, extension 4110, and leave a message for me, Diane Shimoda.
Say people don't catch your name through this, even though I'll be mentioning it again, they could just really come in, go to the front desk, and say, this is what I'm here for. And hopefully somebody will be off to get you then.
Absolutely.
Okay, beautiful. Diana, is there anything that we should cover, that we ought to cover, that we need to make sure I get in there?
I just want to express my gratitude to the donors, the library trustees, the city of Redlands, the state of California, and all of the partners who provide meeting space to the literacy program. Without the support of the community, we wouldn't exist, and I'm grateful for all of the support that we receive. And I'm grateful to be here talking to you as well. I appreciate that you're putting this information out on the airwaves.
That was Diane Shimoda, Adult Literacy Coordinator at the A.K. Smiley Public Library in Redlands. And again, the event she mentioned a bit ago is coming up September 29th. To find out more, to get involved as a tutor, or to get help, go to aksplorg/literacy. Thanks again to Diane, as well as to Miley Palacios, for setting up the interview. Here at KVCR, thanks to Rick Dulock, Sandy Hodela, Zach Mays, and Shireen Awad. Many past KVCRs can be found through iTunes, NPR One, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. And most past shows are at kvcrnews.org/arts. Be sure to check out our events calendar at our homepage, kvcrnews.org. Or you can go directly there at kvcrnews.org/calendar. I'm David Fleming with thanks especially to you for listening and for your support. And with that in mind, the on-air portion of our fall membership campaign kicks off tomorrow morning and only runs through Saturday, so please, please step forward with your pledge of financial support to help us hit our goal as soon as we can, and we'll stop right then and there. Now, beyond supporting the programs, you count on being there for you at KVCR-FM as an added incentive if you give between now and 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. You'll be thrown into our early bird drawing for a 65-inch smart TV. And again, thank you so much for giving at kvcrnews.org/support.